This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to eHealth Radio. Today, we are with Suzanne M. Alexander, who is a relationship and marriage coach with a specialty in character. You can see information about her books and coaching services at marriagetransformation.com. She is the author of the new book for couples, All-in-One Marriage Prep. 75 experts share tips and wisdom to help you get ready now. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Do you coach with more couples prior to marriage or after marriage with problems and issues that are already there?
My passion, Eric, is earlier is better. If we can help the culture to shift so that couples automatically start to seek education and training before they get married, that's the best place to start. If they are then equipped with the skills and the knowledge that they need to be successful, I'm much more likely to avoid seeing them with problems afterwards. It's definitely great prevention. If they are willing to go through couples assessment, there's a number of great ones now. And as I found when working with these 75 experts to put together All-in-One Marriage Prep, there is a lot of great advice for couples before they get married.
I noticed on your website that you do highlight character, and I've heard from more than a handful of individuals throughout my lifetime that one's character can't be changed. They are born with it. What's your take on that perspective?
I think that we are all born with the capacity to develop a wide range of character qualities. Everything from patience to compassion, courage, trustworthiness, truthfulness, all of the different qualities we all have the ability to develop. By the time we're in our late teens, we have done the largest percentage of growth and development that we will ever go through in relation to character, which is why parenting is so vitally important. However, character growth is a lifetime process. And one of the best places for that ongoing refinement of our characters to happen is within relationships and within marriage. In fact, I really believe that that's one of the primary purposes of marriage, is for us to help each other to strengthen those qualities as we handle tests together, difficulties together, manage money together, learn to communicate. We definitely strengthen qualities like patience and love and kindness, tactfulness. Qualities like that are definitely frontline when it comes to marriage. What's really most important when talking about character together with relationships and marriage is that the couple, before they marry, thoroughly know each other's character. Because it's so well, our characters are so well developed before most of us hit the point where we would be marrying, it's really important to know whether our partner is truthful and responsible and is able to work with us in partnership.
Let's say a spouse has an habitual problem with lying. In fact, it's an everyday activity. Lying at a drop of a hat, would you consider that a character flaw?
Definitely, it's a character weakness, and truthfulness really is one of the qualities that's foundational for all of the rest of them. So I would ask anybody to be very cautious about marrying someone who lies on a regular basis. It's impossible to maintain trust in the relationship.
Exactly. Is there any hope for the individual that is the guilty party? Untruthful in the marriage, years of marriage, say 10, 15 years, and the marriage has come to a point, is there still hope for that individual?
I believe that transformation is always possible. Even when we have a long-standing character weakness, if we are very determined to change, our partner is willing to work with us in encouraging us. Perhaps we might seek assistance from a coach or a counselor. If the willingness to change is there and we're willing to persevere in on a daily basis focusing on change, and for those of you who are spiritual, to draw on prayer to ask God to help, I think change is always possible. Easy? No, it definitely is not. But the character issue has come up in research, and what John Gottman, who's one of the foremost marriage researchers in the country, has found is that couples who attack each other's character flaws, people who start to call each other names and label each other as irresponsible or lazy and so on, really highly destroy their marriages. They are headed down the rocky road towards divorce when character attacks are happening on a regular basis. So what I teach couples is actually a skill called character quality language, where they focus on identifying character strengths in their partner and use it in their daily language in a way that affirms and strengthens those qualities. So you might say, thank you for being helpful today with whatever project it was that you were working on, or I really love how enthusiastic you were today with the news that I brought home from work, or whatever the language is, if you can use, or whatever the issue or the topic is, if you can use positive character quality language, it strengthens those qualities in each other and in the marriage.
We've always heard marriages work if it will be a success. So what are some brief pointers that you feel are a good starting place to help couples get back on track and route to a successful marriage?
I think one of the most important is to make sure that you're doing loving, thoughtful actions for each other each day. Whether that's fixing a cup of coffee or tea in the morning, bringing in the newspaper, doing some chore for the other that is not their favorite. Whatever you can do that helps your partner to feel loved and cared about will help to keep the marriage strong. One of the other things that's really important is to listen to each other, to be really mindful and pay attention to what's important to your partner, and make sure that you're staying tuned in to what they're going through, what they're struggling with, and offering support as needed.
We are with relationship and marriage coach Suzanne Alexander here on eHealth Radio. If a couple seems to argue often, what's the best advice for them?
I definitely recommend that couples find a few minutes each day to do some sort of spiritual connection, whether that's prayer, whether that's reading something inspirational, but something that has the two of them together on a positive note, making a connection. The other thing that's vitally important is to make sure that you date. Whether you are in the dating phase or whether you're already married, to make sure that you are doing things on a regular basis that lighten things up, that give you opportunities to laugh, to help you find new topics of conversation so that your relationship stays alive. There's nothing worse than seeing two people sitting across from each other at a table and they just stare, or they stare down at their plates and they can't think of anything to talk about. But if they're actively engaged in life, particularly if they're doing things like community service or things that bring them out of themselves and are offering their skills and talents to other people, they are far less likely to run out of things to talk about.
Suzanne, tell us where our listeners can find you online.
They can find me at marriagetransformation.com.
And in conclusion, what tip could you leave our listeners with for this episode?
Happy marriages don't happen by accident. They require great preparation. The book that I've put together, All-in-One Marriage Prep, really will give people a marvelous foundation. The more that couples focus on building their skills and their knowledge about what it takes to create a great marriage, the better the chances of their success at doing that.
Suzanne, thanks so much for joining us on today's show.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much, Eric.
This is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio. Until next time, enjoy.